This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The best thing that happened tonight, thought number four, was the Pacer fans cheering and chanting during the game when Ingram was at the line. Every player that went to the line, they were yelling, "LeBron's going to trade you." I mean, to tell you, how humiliating does it have to be a professional basketball player playing with LeBron James now in Los Angeles and your future's in his hands? He's the coach and GM of the Lakers. In my opinion, Luke Walton, Pelinka do nothing. Magic Johnson's, you know, he's literally his newspaper boy. He brings the paper to his house every day, tells him, you know, here's your schedule for the day. Is there anything you need me to do? You want anything for breakfast? I mean, he's running the team, right? Not only that, every player on that team is going to be traded. I said last night on the show, I wouldn't do that deal if you paid me. That deal is so bad with the Pelicans. It's atrocious. I mean, they're asking for every single player on the team and multiple draft picks. There's like 8 or 9 players involved in this trade. He ain't worth it. I'm telling you, that's just a bad deal. You cannot get rid of your entire team for one guy. And the other guy's old, and let's face it, LeBron's still a badass. But if he missed 2 months this year with a groin, what's he going to miss next year when he's 39? How old is he now, 36, 38? He just keeps getting older, doesn't he, like all the rest of us? Is he not getting older now? And then this is the first time you ever seen him miss 2 months, isn't it? Trust me, you're going to get burned on that deal, and L.A. will never be the same. They'll never be the same if they do that deal. That's a bad deal. You cannot get rid of your entire team. Did I tell you it's like Ingram, Kuzma, Hart, every player, right? Zubac, every guy on the team. Stevenson is in on it, right? And Beasley and picks. It's unbelievable. I mean, you're going to get fleeced. Is this worse than Herschel Walker? It really is.
Yeah, it seems like it's so much at this point. And it's still, they still say it's outrageous, the demands, and there's... I mean, I think they're really out of it. I think they're walking away.
All right, there you go. I'll believe it when I see it. They say they're out of it because of the outrageous demands. I said the first offer they made was terrible. Just even the first one that they made was bad. You know, LeVar Ball says he has been unleashed and is doing interviews now. Today he said Luke Walton is the worst coach and has ruined his son. Wasn't life better without this guy in the news? There's no doubt about that. How funny does this guy think he is that he thinks anyone's listening to him? No one's listening to him except ESPN. They keep airing everything he says. No one gives a rat's ass what you say, loudmouth. I know I'm painful. You're 50 times more painful than me, so screw you. Now, let me ask you about this deal again. I mean, every time I see it, I want to laugh. I really do. This is like comedy, comic relief. This is unbelievable. Late last night, the Lakers had changed their offer at the request of the Pels, and then sources said the Lakers had agreed to send their entire core of Ball, Kuzma, Ingram, Hart, Zubac to the Pels, as well as veteran Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. That was part of the deal as well. And their final offer did include 2 first-round picks. L.A. also offered to give New Orleans the salary cap relief it wanted by acquiring Solomon Hill, who has another year left on his contract after his this season for $12.7 million, and they would dump him. They made several changes to their proposals, and then the Pels just wanted more and more and more. There was no more to give. And it really is the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. I cannot think of, does anyone remember anything like this, where, you know, you're going after one guy, fair enough. I think AD's a badass. There's no doubt he's a badass, but there is no way you can tell me that you give up Ball, Kuzma, Ingram, Hart, Zubac, and Caldwell Pope, who's solid player. He's not great. He's solid. There's, you know, good, there's solid, there's decent, there's great, there's superstar, there's, you know, levels of, you know, talent that I'm talking about here. That, you know, everybody thinks that they're like, oh, he's trash or he's he's good or he sucks or anything. But there are levels of you know, play, right? He's really solid. He's good. He's, you know, he's decent. He's great. He's a superstar, right? A great player is different than even a superstar player, right? Isn't that about right? So you cannot tell me that giving up all of that and two first-rounders and you pick up their trash in Solomon Hill, who's not worth a million, let alone $12 million, and you make that offer for one guy and they don't do the deal, there's got to be something wrong with Demps and the Pelicans. Like, how do you not take their entire roster for this guy and two number ones? How do you not do that deal? If I'm the Pelicans right now, I do that deal for the two number ones, their entire team, and then I just start trading those guys. I mean, if you get that entire roster, why not take it and then start dealing those guys? And don't tell me there's not teams in this league that'll take that that rack of talent. That's like a rack of lamb. I mean, there's all kinds of talent there, let alone – and what I would do if I were them is take the two number ones, keep – I would keep Hart, Kuzma, and Ingram, and get rid of the rest of them. Trade them. And don't tell me in the NBA that they wouldn't. Who's not going to take Zubac? That guy's a big. He's a monster. I don't think he's great or anything, but he's solid. He can turn around in the paint in the low post mafia and put a duck in. I've seen him do it 1,000 times. The guy can turn around and make that little mini hook all day long. He's 7'8". When he jumps, you know, he's 9 foot tall.
Right, when you're getting that kind of offer, where you're getting all their young core, not like one or two, you're getting all of them and draft picks.
The whole team.
And you don't say yes, that just shows that you're not serious about trading him. That just shows you're screwing with the Lakers. You're just trying to drag it out till the deadline's over, and then you say, oh, they didn't offer us enough. But the problem is they did. They offered you more than enough because, like you said, then you get more pieces by other trades because you can't even fit all those guys on your roster. If you're trading 2 for 6, where is everybody going to play?
Would you trade him? Like, because Boston, he doesn't want to play in Boston. Would you trade him to Boston, whether he likes it or not?
Yeah, absolutely. What's the matter to the Pelicans if he doesn't want to sign there? If you're Boston and you're going to take the chance and give up Tatum and Brown, hell yeah, I'm trading him to you.
If he gets traded there, Carver High, is his job to go play basketball, and it doesn't matter what he thinks.
Correct. That's 1,000% his job.
Do you think that he would follow through with that and play for Boston? Like, if they trade him in the summer, would he end up playing in Boston? Would he do it,
what other choice does he have? What, is he not going to play?
Well, he'd be a malcontent, miserable. You know, it would happen. What guy in the league doesn't cry their way into getting their way? What guy doesn't get what he wants that's a superstar? They all get their way in the end, don't they? Who doesn't get their way?
I think if you trade him to Boston, he's going to go there. He might not be happy about it, but from what he's shown in New Orleans, this is the first time you really have him come out and saying, listen, I'm not happy, get me out of here. He could have been, you know, bitching about this for years. They've been terrible. They've never built around him for years.
You think he'd pull
Kawhi shut his mouth and play, like Kawhi's doing in Toronto, and then when he's a free agent, you see what happens. I don't think he'd be a malcontent. He's not going to be Jimmy Butler up in Boston. That's not his style. And just to put this in perspective, you're talking about how much they're offering them. When Shaquille O'Neal, probably the most dominant center in the history of the game, was traded to Miami, they got Caron Butler, Lamar Odom, Brian Grant, and one first-round pick. And you're talking about two more players and another first-round pick Anthony Davis.
I'm talking about their whole roster.
Right.
But here's another thing that when it comes to this Boston thing with AD, didn't we hear forever that Paul George was only going to go to the Lakers and Oklahoma City rolled that dice, taking that chance, and said, you know what, we've heard all about it, we'll take a shot. He played a season there, and then what happened?
He stayed.
Loved it there, and he stayed. For all you know, AD could go to Boston for the 1 year in the summer.
I love it.
End up loving it. Win big.
Do you think he'll stay in Toronto?
No.
So that's the point. One guy stayed in Oak City. Everybody else is going
to
leave.
Right, and that they still have to sell him on that. But these are the chances that you take when you make these deals.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.